Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio! Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock! Listen, listen, this is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen! Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza. You know what I'm saying? My homie J-Cat and the homie Eric.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
All you had to do was listen to your Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black D. Holler.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town, and it's Yakuza Kick Radio. And we're taking over.
December 2nd, 2010. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. As always, my co-host is with me, Eric Williams. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, nothing much, J-Cat. Another day, another wonderful Thursday evening. I'm glad to be on the air.
Yeah, man, and I hope the world is feeling our new intro as much as I am, because, man, that is the shit right there. And y'all be hearing that for a minute. That's definitely going to be our opening, you know, for a while now. You know, we get the promos off of these guys when they come on here, you know, and, you know, through my creative mind and Eric's tech knowledge, we were able to put together an unbelievable intro. So, yeah, I definitely hope everybody enjoys that, because it hypes me to fuck up. So, you know, more or less what we do have to get into this week is the football picks. We're that much closer to Cage of Death than Jersey All-Pro's big day, and I'm hyped up for that. But really don't have a lot of other things, you know, wrestling-wise to get into, but that I'm pretty focused on that. I know RCW. They're running a show, I believe, December 5th, so it should be like the weekend
before.
Fourth. Okay. Fourth. Where is that at? That's Maryland?
Maryland. That's Maryland, yep.
Right. They're running a pretty big show out there, and, you know, that'll be the weekend before Cage of Death and all of that. And, you know, you'll have Nick Gage, Mark Briscoe. You'll have Sabian versus Jay Briscoe. I mean, he has some pretty good matchups there. And I think, you know, if you guys are in the area, you know, go check them out for sure. They'll be doing big things. But, again, you know, my focus is Cage of Death and the Jersey All-Pro show out there. And everybody needs to check that shit out for real. So, on the football side of things. All right. Well, last week I got crushed, and, you know, pretty much everything I picked turned out fucked up. You know, my conspiracy theory against the Bengals and the Saints have come fucking full circle on me. I mean, I said I wasn't going to pick neither of them. I picked both of them last week. They both fucked me. All right. So when I go, definitely fuck these guys, right? I am not picking neither one of these motherfuckers. Who do you think is playing this week? They're playing each other. So I got to pick fucking one of them, and I, you know, we'll get into that in a minute, but damn. See? It's like these two teams is haunting me and shit. And I actually like both of the teams. I don't dislike neither of the teams, but, man, whenever I'm picking on them games, they fuck me one way or the next this year. Another shit, definitely got to get into real quick, is my Niners making me proud on Monday Night Football. That was a really, really good outing. The one thing that I'm really upset about is that Frank Gore is out for the year. He fractured his hip, and they're not even sure exactly what play did it or when it happened. But, you know, it was bothering him. They just took him out as a precaution. They did x-rays. He fractured his hip. He's out for the year. Bright side is we finally got Brian Westbrook in there playing like he was in the past. I don't know if he can shoulder the weight of the whole team's running game right now. I don't know that. Time will tell. I hope so. But, I mean, to see him playing like that, first thing you think of is the 1-2 punch between him and Frank Gore, and that would have been bananas. But obviously we ain't going to get that, so I hope B. West could shoulder that load and, you know, just handle that shit. And, you know, we'll have to see. crazy enough, our team is still in very much so contention to come in first place in the division, which I think is fucking unbelievable. I mean, when you only got 4 wins under your belt and you could still win the division, your division's pretty bad. So
they gotta go through St. Louis to get to that, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but St. Louis has gotta go through St. Louis. So that's, I mean, them guys that could drop just as many games as anybody else, I mean, they're not that accomplished, so yeah, they're off by 1 game. So it's no big deal. Other than that, you know, for those that don't know, we have Pinky Sanchez is our interview tonight. We pre-recorded that earlier in the week. We've been doing some pre-recording. We have some other stuff lined up. Next week, I do believe, though, we're going to have DJ on to promote Cage of Death and everything going on there. But we'll, you know, we'll keep you updated. I guess we'll just get right into these football picks.
And for the first pick... Yeah, the first game is happening right now, but we already picked that game,
we're just gonna
read that off the air because we don't want no shady fucking business over here, you know.
Right, right. Now, I mean, everybody should already know who Eric picked, but I picked Philly as well. So, you got Philly, right, correct?
You're fucking asking me if I picked Philly. That's like asking me if you're a San Francisco 49ers fan.
Well,
and the answer to that is yeah. So, yeah, definitely. That's a stupid
question. Well, just so anybody, you know, doesn't know, you know, Philly is favored by 7.5. So, if you keep
Philly's
track.
Most wanted, baby. Philly's most wanted.
So, our next game is Washington at the New York Giants.
And already, Jay Cat, you're forgetting shit. What is Philly favored by?
I just said that, but you're too busy blabbing about them being Philly's finest. I said, it's for those who don't know, Philly's favored by 7.5 points. And you started
okay, then CBS Sports is fucking up because they have it as 8.5. So, yeah, we're going to have a problem with that. Okay. Big and a half. Big fuck up. Philly.
So, anyway, next game being the Washington Redskins at the New York Giants with the Giants favored by 7.5. And you go ahead and take that pick.
I'm going to take Washington on that one.
All right, and I'm going with the G-men. Next game, we got a sensitive subject in the San Francisco 49ers at the Green Bay Packers. Now, I know, and the Packers are favored by 9.5 points. Now, I know that, of course, it's my nature to pick my team, and, you know, them coming off the win that they just put up, you know, I want to pick my team. But then when I see Green Bay on the paper, I see them, I said, oh, fuck, man, what the fuck. But then 9.5 points. You know what? Yeah, I got to go with my Niners, man, because 9.5 points is a lot, and I can only hope.
I'm going with Niners as well.
All right. So, as good as Green Bay is, beginning of the season, I predicted them being in the Super Bowl, and, you know, I may or may not be right about that. Who knows? They're still in contention. You know, it's not out of the realms of possibility. But I'm just saying more or less point-wise. I mean, if they call that an even game, I'd pick Green Bay hands down, or 3 points, I'd pick Green Bay hands down. But 9.5 is steep. So, yeah, go with my guys on that. Next game being the Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs, with the Chiefs favored by 8.5 points. What you
got? I'm going with Kansas City.
All right, I'm going to go with Denver because I don't think they're going to cover that. So, yep.
It's going to be a blowout. Kansas City 81, Denver 7.
81, huh? Well, don't play no over-under games this week. You know, if you're on them betting lines, man, don't be doing the over-unders. You're going to lose your goddamn money. next game we got is Buffalo.
It's not my money. It's the bank.
Well, you keep thinking like that. Next game is the Buffalo Bills at the Minnesota Vikings.
How ironic. Buffalo Bills. Money. Get it?
Nope. So, yeah. Minnesota's favored by 6.5. And I'm going to go with my boy Brett in Minnesota Viagras to cover. Yeah.
Go figure. I'm going with Minnesota as well.
Okay, well, so go figure. it's my favorite team to use in Madden, but I pull Brett Favre out of the game as soon as I hit start on that game. You know, Tavares Jackson's in, so believe me. Minnesota's a good team. It depends on the week with old man Favre.
The old fart Favre.
Yeah, man. Well, next game we got is the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee is favored by 2.5 points. What do you got?
I would say Tennessee, but you know what? Courtland Finnegan, Andre Johnson is better. If you don't know what I'm talking about. Type in YouTube, type in Andre Johnson versus Courtland Finnegan, and the rest is history. I'm going to go with Jacksonville on this one.
Okay. I'm going to go with Tennessee. Next game, we got the Cleveland Browns at the Miami Dolphins. I think this is going to be a really good game, honestly. Miami's favored by 4.5 points because they're home. But I'm going to go with that on a roll. One of the best teams Ohio's seen in a minute, and it damn sure ain't Cincinnati. The Cleveland Browns. I'm gonna go with the Browns.
Cleveland. I'm going with Miami.
All right. Next game we got big division rivalry, and you know what could come out of this. We got the Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions.
Fuck the Bears. Fuck them. Big time.
Oh, that seems like a team that got beat by the Bears last week talking like that.
No.
Okay, so then we got the Bears favored by 3.5 points in Detroit.
I'm picking Detroit.
So you're going with Detroit, and I'm going with the Bears.
Yeah, go
figure. Coming off a fresh win against some scrubs, and
you went a fucking
something.
Hey, cat. Who's got more victories? Enough said. That's it.
Super Bowl. I don't. You're being kind of fast. Do you mean Super Bowl victories? Because
I wasn't even born then.
Oh, well, that's a shame. 95. Wow, Jesus Christ. When were you born? so we got.
Fluke.
How many fucking Super Bowls can you win on a fluke? We never lost a Super Bowl, so anyway. Then we got this dreaded fucking game.
I love this game. It should be on ESPN, Fox, and it'd be called the J. Cat Morris Special of the Week.
We got the New Orleans Saints at the Cincinnati Bengals. We got New Orleans favored by 6.5 points, and I got to pick
fucking
one of these.
Fucking bastard CBS Sports telling me it was 7.5.
Right,
son
so I
got to
pick one of these bastard teams, and, you know, yeah. You got to pick first, though.
I'm going to go with New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm going to go with New Orleans, too, but I'm sure they'll win by exactly 6 points. Because they're favored by 6.5. So, they'll be up by like 8 touchdowns, and then fucking Cincinnati will come back and fucking tie the game up, and then New Orleans will somehow kick a field goal, and then kick another. Or no, they'll go for they'll score a touchdown and miss the extra point with 3 seconds left in the game. And all the New Orleans fans will be like, yay, last minute win, we fucking won. I'll be throwing shit around my room. Fucking, you know? Because it's a win to them. But it's, you know, without that fucking half a point, it's fucking garbage to me. So, next game we got is the Oakland Raiders at the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 12.5 points. And I'm gonna go with Oakland.
Gonna agree with you on that one. I think Oakland, but you know what? I don't know. I think San Diego. That's gonna be a competitive game, but I don't know who's gonna be in favor. I think Oakland might just straight up win the football game. You know, they've been showing signs of greatness, and then they've been showing signs of shittiness.
Yeah, they have. But, you know, putting up, you know, the other team being favored by 12.5, I would say, like you said, Oakland would keep it competitive, and I think it'll be close enough, even if they lose, hopefully, that 12.5 won't be an option. So, anyway, next game being the Carolina Panthers at the Seattle Seahawks, with the Seahawks favored by 5.5 points.
I'm going to go with Carolina on this one.
All right, I'm going with the Seahawks. Next game we got is half of my division, and the St. Louis Rams at the Arizona Cardinals, with the St. Louis Rams favored by 2.5 points. And I'm going to go with Arizona, even after my team trounced them last week.
Going with Arizona as well.
All right. Next game, we got one of the best teams in the NFC, in the Atlanta Falcons at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have been on quite a tear themselves.
Got a
pretty impressive record for who they are and where they are and everything, but Atlanta is favored by 2.5 in Tampa Bay. What you got?
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
Well, I'm going to go with Atlanta. Again, I think they are one of the top teams in the NFC, and I think, you know, turning this stretch, I think you're going to see some big things out of Atlanta, and they're going to be a tough opponent in the playoffs. So, next game we got is kind of hard to call. I mean, you know, Dallas.
Who do you got? Who'd you got for the Atlanta game? The Tampa Bay?
No, I have Atlanta.
Okay, you have Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah. Next game we got Dallas. Who, I mean, they've shown a whole lot of...
Fucking faggots.
Sounds like an Eagle fan or something. We got...
And they have
Dallas.
They have more Super Bowls than you, so...
They actually don't.
No?
No, they actually don't.
It sounded good.
Yeah, it sounded good if you knew what the fuck you were talking about, but... we actually have the same amount of wins.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and we have the same amount of wins in the Super Bowl, only Dallas has lost Super Bowls, and we haven't. So, that, you know, you give us that edge a little bit. But still, they won their amount of Super Bowls for sure, and we are tied up in that. The only team, right, the only team in the history of football that have more Super Bowl wins than the 49ers, Eric, would happen to be, do you know who?
Not the fucking Eagles, I'll tell you that.
No, it sure as hell isn't. But it is in the same
New England?
Same state.
No, New England, Pittsburgh.
That would be the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's the only other team. And that's Pittsburgh fans can talk shit to me, and the rest of the country can blow me as far as football talk goes, because we could be bad for a long time before other people have the Super Bowls that we've had. So, anyway, we got Dallas at Indianapolis. Indy is favored by 5.5 points, and as hot as Dallas has been, you know, Indy is still Indy. Unless you get rid of Peyton Manning, man, it's going to be a factor. You're going to have some shit to deal with. I'm going to go with Indy, but I don't know how that's going to turn out.
I'm going with Dallas. I think Indianapolis has lost it.
All right. Well, and then we got them Pittsburgh Steelers before mentioned at the division rival Baltimore Ravens, with the Ravens favored by 2.5 points.
Going with Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh as well. That'll be a bang-out game, as it always is. And, yeah, it'll be good to watch. And it's only a 2.5 points. So as long as someone wins by a field goal, it's pretty much what we're looking at. We got the New York Jets at the New England Patriots as our Monday night game. New England Patriots are favored by 3.5 at home. And I'm going to go with the New England Patriots.
I'm going to agree with you, but I think at the end of the season, in playoff time, I think New York will get that victory back.
Well, you think the Jets are going to take them Patriots in the playoffs, is what you're saying?
I'm calling a Super Bowl right now of the Jets and Falcons in Super Bowl.
Jets and Falcons. Wow. I don't know, man. I really don't know. That would
be
really,
awesome,
really, huh?
Be an awesome Super Bowl. Matt Ryan versus Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, some young quarterbacks, some good work there, but I don't know. I mean, shit. Maybe, man. I doubt
it.
Who
you got winning Super Bowl? Pick the Super Bowl winner right now. Pick it.
Super Bowl winner?
I don't even know, man. No,
no.
Pick two teams that you could see playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, I can surely see Green Bay. I would even say that, hey, Atlanta could edge out Green Bay in the playoffs, and we could be looking at Atlanta. I don't think the Jets are built for the Super Bowl right now. Yeah, they're on somewhat of a tear and this and that. I could definitely see Brady and them turning the corner and making, you know, a name for themselves in the playoffs. Because these are battle-tested dudes. A lot of these dudes, you know, they might not have quite the squad that they had years ago, but I think I would still side with Brady and the Pats over Mark Sanchez and the Jets. I mean, it looks good right now, but the Jets are, in my opinion, the all-time choke champions. Like, these cats will give their fans the highest level of expectations because they know how to look good. They don't know how to finish good for shit. And I would say that 90% of Jets fans would agree with exactly what I just said. So we'll see. We'll see. Who knows, man? It's not beyond the realms of possibility. Like I said, I'm going to stick with my Green Bay that I said in the beginning of the season. Because if I said that shit before they even started playing football and it happens, it's a little more talented and or lucky or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it's a little higher odds on that. And so I'm going to go with them just off of, you know, saying it at the beginning of the season and still having a team look pretty good. You know, pretty good. I mean, there's other teams that are qualified. But I don't know. And it surprises me, too. I mean, you know, for you to call that right now, and the Eagles is looking pretty damn good and definitely looking pretty much top of your division, definitely a surprising thing. I know if my team looked as good as the Eagles team right now, I would hate my quarterback to death, and I would be screaming Super Bowl in the fucking streets. But that's cool, man. That's cool. I can't hate you you know, looking at it through somebody else's eyes and actually picking the Falcons, that's cool. So, you know, we'll have to see.
Yep.
How much time we got left?
Well, we have a 53-minute interview, so.
Right.
And we got an hour and 34 minutes left.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to cut it short before that. But is there anything else you want to get into real quick? What the fuck
wrestling
happened? Oh. Huh?
You want me to bring up the wrestling news? MVP.
Oh, MVP got released, yeah. Formerly known as Antonio Banks.
Fuck Antonio Banks.
Well, you know, and that's Eric's opinion. Me, myself, I think, I know he's connected with a lot of these Dragon Gate guys and Evolve and all that. And I think whether you like him or not, he's about to get a bunch of high-profile matches on the indies. And
my opinion
will follow how he performs in those matches, because WWE has been known to water down a product or a talent. So I'm not going to form my opinion on the dude, even though I've seen a good amount of him in WWE, and I was never a huge fan of him and shit like that. But I don't know, man. He's going to be pushed to a different level now. Just pop up in TNA. Shit ain't going to get him nowhere. He's not going to
get him. Matt Hardy. Where's Matt Hardy at?
Yeah, so.
That's your boy.
I don't know where Matt Hardy is. In a diner somewhere, cutting delusional fucking high promos with his brother. That's the only thing I could think of. I don't know if you guys seen that shit out there, but that shit is embarrassing, man. Anybody that gets caught on fucking video like that, I feel bad for you. But in the same token,
that was the reason why Matt Hardy got released.
Nah, that was definitely after Hardy was released that they cut that video. But in the same token,
maybe, him doing all that kind of shit was the reason why.
Possibly, who knows? I think personally it's because he's a douchebag and just doesn't know how to, like, appreciate, like, the response, you know. I mean, he got incredible amount of respect and credit, and he got a lot of push and everything for what Matt Hardy is. Honestly, he's a fucking bland mid-card wrestler, all he is, and mid-card has given him a lot of fucking credit and pretty much giving credence to the push that they gave to him for years. Now I think that's warranted, because if you put a guy on a steady mid-card for long enough, they have to be respected as that. So okay, but still, a bland mid-card wrestler at that. Like, you didn't see anything that you never saw before in your life out of Matt Hardy, ever. There was no innovation. There was no, wow, he's really into his character. He didn't know what the fuck, he doesn't even know his own identity. So, he's creating his own version 1, 2, and 8, and then, you know, cutting fucking crazy promos, and then a week later saying, oh, that wasn't Matt, that was Matthew, and the, I mean, you must be out of your fucking mind, dude. I don't understand how you could take the opportunities you've been handed and turn it into such a whiny bitch of a negative. It's fucked up. It's just fucked up, you know. And then Jeff to, you know, go out of his fucking way to bash CM Punk and claim that he made CM Punk. Just because when Jeff Hardy's fucking... Jeff Hardy was on his way out the door already. He knew it. He had a certain amount of appearances left. At the same time, at the end of that company, and his run with that company, he knew he was leaving. Last feud was CM Punk. It was apparently agreed upon that CM Punk was going to run, take Jeff Hardy out, injury, super heel angle. So, yeah, the decision to make that angle with the guy that was leaving, no matter who he was a good move by WWE. That was a way for them to make CM Punk look like super douche heel, because he just took out someone that everybody liked. Well, there was a lot of wellness shit going on, and there was a lot of, you know, he had gotten arrested and his house raided and all this other stuff. So WWE took the high road and left that shit alone and said, dude, you got to go get your shit straight, whatever. Rather than get his shit straight, he immediately signed with TNA, which is, I don't blame him. You want to keep working, do what you want to do. And, whatever the truth is behind his actual arrest and, all that dumb shit, that's between him and the law. I mean, I don't really give a fuck. But meanwhile, your brother's fucking spouting off left and right like he's fucking Triple H. You know what I mean? Like, he's the top name in the business, and people are just holding him down. I'm not a Triple H fan either, but I'm just saying. Next thing you know, now Jeff is chiming, and now he made CM Punk's career. I mean, I don't even understand how you legitimize that shit. I guess I don't do these type of drugs that he does, so maybe if you do those drugs, you'll start thinking that you made people's careers that you barely fucking heard of before they wrestled you. You know, it's like if you never heard of Low Ki before and then you wrestled him and next thing you know he won a title and you say, oh, I created Low Ki, like, wait a minute, like, this fucking guy's been in the business for a long fucking time. And CM Punk, the same thing. I mean, whatever,
because,
man.
Well, yeah, these people want to make all fucking names off people. It's hard.
It's funny because in the long run, you know, CM Punk gets a nice long run to his career and he ends up with more accolades than Matt Hardy ever had. And he ends up, he already did. That's funny because when did Matt Hardy win the world title? Oh, shit. That must hurt. That must really, really hurt. You know, I mean, these guys, they just, I don't understand their whole gimmick. I don't understand what they're doing with their life. You know, if Jeff doesn't get locked up, good for him. This sure doesn't look good on his end. But if he doesn't get locked up, great. When Matt shows up in TNA, if he gets over, man, and he's not tagged up or feuding with his fucking brother, it'll be a miracle. It'll be a straight-up fucking miracle because this dude is... He has nothing to get over with. Nothing. So, that's all I got to say about them motherfuckers. So, what else? Wrestling news? Anything else you got?
I got some shit that I want to promote, if that's
okay.
Cool.
Sure.
Don't
just promote shit like Pinky. Like, hey, I went to Wawa today. Shout out to Wawa. Don't do that shit, man. That shit, there's no reason for that.
No,
they're not cutting
no.
you a check, and they're not, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, no, you don't know that. You don't know. I got some autograph signs I want to promote, and, you know, do that real quick and help these people
okay.
out. Basically, come meet, actually, it's going to be around my area. I'll be there. Come meet Sean Waltman from 7 to 9 p.m. at Pro Wrestling World on 1901 South 12th Street, downtown Pennsylvania. For more information, go to www.wrasslers.us. It's Bud Carson's store, and also the same day, come J-Cat will be there in attendance. Come meet former WWE superstar Matt Hardy. 6 to 8 p.m.
Where is this? Oh, shit, I'm scrambling for a ride.
Staten Island. And then the date, you're going to fucking, you're not going to go to fucking Cage of Death. You're going to go see Matt Hardy again and TNA Knockout Cookie from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
TNA Knockout who?
Cookie.
Oh, Cookie. Oh, all right.
So that's my fucking dog's name, by the way.
Is it? Yeah, that's
yeah, for real.
Yeah.
It's gonna be at Portland's Still Irish Restaurant and Pub in 1774 Main Street, Hackensack, New Jersey. So yeah, Jersey boy. And then I guess looks like Big Show's movie, Knucklehead, came out in theaters. That movie made $75 at the box office.
So I don't know where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah,
what are we talking about this big retard's fucking movie for that made no money? That's weird.
Yeah, $75.
You trying to double his profits? What you shouting that out for?
Yeah, fucking saying shit.
Knucklehead.
How about this? So
yeah, man. But yeah, shout out CCW. Shout out Jersey All Pro. These motherfuckers are gonna be putting it on from the 10th to the 11th. Jersey All Pro starting early. just so you know. They got enough work to put in.
They just announced another match too. It's going to be Nick Gage versus Rhino at the Friday show in Rahway.
Right.
Hopefully Nick Gage is listening to the show and he knows that he shouldn't be doing anything crazy in his match with Rhino.
Well, so kill them all back on top. That's what you got to think about because
you forgot to say think about it, so you fucked up. No, I'm kidding.
So, the next day you got Rhino taking on Brody Lee. Hey, maybe Rhino's the one who needs to worry about himself, man, because, you know, fuck around with Nick Gage, and the next day you got Brody Lee. I don't know, Rhino, you know, I know Nick Gage's card is stacked, but you better watch yourself, too, you know. The older guy, you know, maybe a little creaky on the knees or something. You know, we'll see, because Nick Gage is going to tear shit up, I'm sure, the next day. It's going to be him and the Necro Butcher versus whoever is the champions at the time. And you got the United States Death Machine, which is Sammy Callahan and Chris Dickinson, taking on the Hit Squad on the 10th in Rahway. So whoever comes out of that.
They're back.
Right. So whoever comes out of that war as the new or still and defending champions is going to have to face Nick Gage and Necro Butcher, wrong Hillbilly Wrecking Crew member, and Necro Butcher at the Jersey All-Pro Show. Asylum Arena? Is that what they're calling it now?
Stupid fucking name.
It's ridiculous. It's like TNA took over. But anyway, the CZW Arena in South Philly, that's where the fuck it'll be at, and you're going to get that. And that night, you're going to get Nick fucking Gage versus Yuko Miyamoto, CZW Ultraviolent Underground Championship on the line.
Nick fucking Gage.
Yeah, they're going to tear shit the fuck up, man. And believe me, we're going to hype the balls off of this shit on Thursday. Our next show, like I said, we expect to have DJ. And we'll see where that goes from there. But one way or another, it's either going to be a one-pronged attack, just my mouth screaming at all you people to show up, or it's going to also include the owner of CCW alongside of me screaming at that shit too. So we'll have to see.
You want to know why they changed the name to the building? You want to know?
Why is that?
Roger Artigiani announced in 2010, October, that mixed martial art group Asylum Fight League had purchased the naming rights to the venue and renamed it the Asylum Arena.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good information. I didn't know that myself, and I'm sure a lot of other people didn't. So, yeah, breaking fucking news, because they didn't announce anything. They just started calling it that, and everybody's got to fall in line. But, you know, when Asylum fucking mixed martial tap out fucking octagon fucking, you know, fighting, when they run there for as long as CZW have, I'll start calling it that shit too, okay? So to me,
you know,
CZW,
you know,
Arena.
What's crazy? You know what's crazy, bro? I'm sorry to cut you off there. But if you look at the, and this is real quick, I'll read off the fucking names. Just think about all these fucking feds that have ran in the EC, that are the arena, and just think about it. Everybody has ran in there. Chikara, CZW, Dragon Gate USA, ECW, fucking IWA Mid-South, IWS, Jersey All-Pro, MLW ran in there, PWU, Pro Wrestling World 1, Ring of Honor, 3PW, TNA ran there, WWE ran there. Fucking Velocity Pro, UWF TNA, XPW, every single fucking fed that is relevant has ran in the ECW arena.
Right. And the reason why it comes full circle and turns itself into the CZW arena is because they ran more consistently, more shows total, more longevity-wise, they've put out more shows in that building than any fucking buddy who's been there. So to cause a company that didn't live up to their standards, and it isn't stopping, it's still going. So the record is just going to continue to get trumped and trumped and trumped. And ECW ain't coming back. And even if they did, they got a lot of catching up to do. So you're talking about the CZW Arena, South Philly. You motherfuckers show up December 11th. They're going to tear the fucking roof off of that building, man. I'm telling you, if there is a fucking half a roof on that bitch when the CZW show starts, because if Jersey All-Pro wants to live up to the CZW name and they want to live up to CZW standards, these guys are going to have the roof off by the time CZW even starts. And I wouldn't doubt that they're going to do that, because I'm telling you, there's some talent on that fucking card. We're going to go over everything on Thursday, and you're going to see some serious, serious shit come December 11th. And then the night show, man, y'all better bundle up, because when the roof, the walls, everything falls off and we're sitting in the middle of the street watching these guys tear that fucking ring down, everybody's going to understand what the fuck CZW is about. They're going to understand what the fucking South Philly wrestling is about and understand it. People making statements that the indies is dead and all dumb shit like that. All of those ideas are getting shot in the fucking mouth come December 11th, because the best fucking wrestling you've ever seen live is going on in South Philadelphia, CZW Arena. You come check that shit out. The fucking Jersey All-Pro show is at 4, CZW at 8. You got a meet and greet. If you want to meet all these guys at 11 o'clock in the morning, a little early for me, but more power to you. Come check these motherfuckers out, man. And again, we'll be further promoting it, if you could believe that, on Thursday. So, yeah, Eric, you want to get to the interview?
Yes, sir. You ready to play it?
Yep. Yeah, we'll go ahead into the Pinky Sanchez interview we did earlier this week. Had a few little audio difficulties. I think he had a kind of like a bad reception type thing going. So, we'll see how it came out. And, you know, we did our best. But like I said, we got all this stuff in store. Believe me, check us out for the future. We are we got some shit loaded up, man. We got a full clip. So check us out next week. Like I said, hit me up on my email, jcatmorris@yahoo.com. Throw us questions, because I ain't get no questions in this last week, and I asked people. So if y'all gave me some questions, that'd be great. We'll address them next week on the air, no problem. Check us out. Check out Yakuza Kick Radio on Facebook. Check out, yeah, just check us out. You know what I mean? So,
Alrighty.
Yep, here go the interview. Everybody enjoy.
Alright.
Welcome to the show, Pinky Sanchez. What's going on, Pinky?
How you doing, buddy?
Now, doing alright, doing alright.
Doing great. It's cold. The Neverland Ranch Projects.
Yeah.
But you know what? It is November. It is November. So, it's just what we're going to have to deal with. So,
yep.
Once we're here, let's get it in, everybody.
We wanted to bring you on, you know, get some, you know, background about you, you know, get some things out there, you know, about your past and history and everything.
Yeah.
You know, where did you start up and, you know, training and all of that stuff?
I started at the James PW Academy. Which was, this was back in like 99. I was a very young man, and pretty much a lot of my other friends were into wrestling. So we found out about the school, and then we all just hung around there. And some of us trained, and some of us stuck with the training, and some of us didn't. And but it was pretty cool, man, my environment of training, because there's a lot of people that came into the school. A lot of people.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool, man. It was definitely fun, man.
Who were some of the guys that trained you back then?
Some of the people that trained me back in the day, man, was like Crazy Ivan and Magic, aka the Carjacker, aka the Shaolin Master, man. And those two guys, it was like Good Cop, Bad Cop. other than the tough teacher, Magic was a more chill out, laid back teacher. You know.
Right, right.
But it was cool to learn from both of them, man. They taught me that, you know, they taught me how to bomb, how to lock up, all the basics they taught me.
Right, right.
And I have to train with them.
Now,
I have to train with them all the time.
Yeah, obviously back then, you know, the guys, you know, that, you know, were the big names in Jersey All-Pro, and still, I mean, the guys are still, you know, the top names out there is, you know, like your Homicides, your Mops, Monster Max. Like, what was it like coming around and, you know, coming up around those guys?
Oh, it was awesome, because those guys are the reason why I even wanted to do indie wrestling. I mean, my first independent show was JP, so right away those guys were new and fresh to me. I never seen them before in my life, and it was just insanity. It was pretty much my first live experience wrestling, watching a wrestling show, and then these guys are just awesome. There's something about them, and definitely made me a fan for life. Like after that, I enrolled in the school. Or I think I found out that the school was going to open maybe like a year after going to the shows. And it was awesome because all of, like I said again, it was a lot of people that enrolled in that school at the time, like me, Corus Fear. Pretty sure I can name a bunch of people, but I wouldn't want to get anybody's names. No, I wouldn't want to put out that they started at JP. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get any misinformation. And plus, it's been so long.
Right.
It's been like 10 years. I don't want to say anybody. I don't want to get any names wrong. But yeah, like definitely me and Corvus came in at the same time. And Corvus right now, I believe he was one half of the JP Tag Champion, and also a regular over at Hybrid Wrestling up in Ohio. So he's definitely a dude that's been going hard lately, man. Definitely delivering in every one of his matches, and also a good friend.
Yeah, as a fan, yeah, I've seen you back then, you know, whether it was, you know, it was probably a couple of years into you working. It was probably 02, you know, 01, 02, something like that. I started seeing Jersey All-Pro, and definitely seeing that you had a rough upcoming, man. You had to deal with a lot of cats like Loki and Homicide. And, you know, that's definitely probably baptism by fire. More or less. That's a hard way to come up.
Well, yeah, it definitely is a hard way to come up because, you know, you got all these people that are just so good. How do you live up to them? Until this day, I'm still trying. And, like, the day I stop trying to just be better than all of them is probably the day I'm just going to stop. That sounds so cliche, but it's really how I look at it. Like, you know, like, I'm going to go till the wheels fall off. And that's just how I'm going to do this, whether I make a bunch of money or not. I just want to be known as a successful professional wrestler. Not necessarily money, but just what I've done with my career. So definitely like those guys already, low-key, Mafia,
now,
Homicide, all those people.
Yeah.
They're definitely still making their names out there. And, you know, that's just how the business is. You just got to keep making magic every night, man.
Yeah. Well, you definitely, you know, you put out your all. I mean, you definitely, you got amazing charisma. And, I mean, you know, the amount of energy that you put out into your performances definitely shows. That's one thing that always stuck out with me, you know, as far as you playing your gimmick and, you know, everything you're doing out there, you go 100%. And it definitely stands out, so.
Definitely owe that to Yeah. Oh, my bad. My bad, bro. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Nah, that's cool. That's cool.
Shoot, bro.
There's a certain point that you got, you started getting looked at by CZW, and then you started making, you know, your way over there and getting noticed on that scene. You know, how did that all come about?
That all came about from just being the right, like being in the right place at the right time, because someone else was supposed to take my place on that show. And maybe if I didn't have that single match to really showcase what I had, it wouldn't have gotten off to such good momentum. And I think a lot of my success in CZW was I was hungry for it. So if you gave me the ball, I wasn't letting it go. Since about, I haven't worked with CZW in about a year, but those 2 years working there was amazing. And I'm definitely looking forward if I can go back there to do it again, you know?
I remember. I remember the one of the times that I seen Pinky work CZW. I don't know if Jake, if you remember this match, but it was when Pinky teamed up with Azriel, and I believe Pinky had the long hair at the time, and he was wearing a pink shirt, and people were shitting on that, and I believe that's the same show where there was no you guys were wrestling All Money Is Legal at that show,
yeah.
and the music wouldn't work. The music wasn't working at the time. So you guys just walked out. You guys just walked out to no music. I remember that shit.
I think that was the first time I was in the arena, and it was the craziest feeling. Because the only other times I've been in the arena was doing the ring crew, and what an atmosphere, bro. And I was just at the arena 2 weeks ago, and, you know, like, it's crazy just, like, you know, how the arena just feels, how you just walk into the arena and you're just like, yeah. It's like, I don't need a Gatorade. I don't need a Red Bull. This is, like, this crowd, this atmosphere, the building is just enough.
Definitely. Going into CZW, a lot of people, you know, see that as kind of like a rough turf to enter, you know. It seems like a lot of people that, you know, we talk to and stuff, they say that, you know, you really, really got to prove yourself at that locker room because they're kind of hard on new guys. How was it with you after in the locker room? And
I didn't feel like they were trying to be hard on me or make it you know, like, I didn't think they were trying to be hard on me or make it difficult just because I was new. I think just the way they go about their business is different from other places. Like, you know, every place is different. You know, there's a lot of places that are a lot more difficult for new people to come into than CZW. And it's just is it the matches that are hard, or is it like the quote unquote politics that is hard, or is it hard just to please the book, or is it hard because, you know, you have a long line of guys that have been there for so long that are they ready to give up their spot? I mean, a lot of times there's rotation of talent, and it's very hard in certain places for that to go down because of these different factors that I just named. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess it's just like I was lucky enough to have 2 great years there.
And yeah, definitely.
Like I said, you know, if it happens again, it happens again. I'm looking forward to it. You know, like it does. If it doesn't happen, you know, I can say, yo, I had a good time, man. And to this day, I still watch some of the old stuff, and I still look at it. And I'm like, wow. Like, how amped was I? And, like, if I known what I now? You know what I mean? If I would have known what I know now, what would I have done different? But I don't think I would have done anything different. It was really fun.
Yeah. Specifically, you know, going in and, you know, as I said, you know, tough locker room, tough, you know, the veterans there are kind of hard. But specifically, the guy at the top of everything now. And it really seemed like, you know, you ended up being a guy that Zandig like quite a bit, and obviously, you know, with the pose and everything else, like,
yeah.
This isn't something he just lets everybody do. But how hard was it to get, you know, break that shell of John Zandig and get through and really impress him the way you did?
I think I impressed him by just being Zandig likes Zandig keeps it real, you know. If you're over, he'll put you on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's up to you. Like I said, it's up to you to take the ball. You know.
Yeah.
I think it was funny as hell because here I am, the exact opposite of Zandig. I didn't look like Zandig. I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't wrestle like Zandig. I wasn't big like him. I didn't curse as much as he did, you know, like, but I think that was the funny thing was that CZW was just changing. Wrestling was changing, and I was able to be one of those people that kind of, like, ushered in, like, the new CZW because now you see a lot more people with characters, and, you know what I mean? It's not all about, like, you can be cool, and you can be on top, and you don't have to be a John Zandig. Let the John Zandigs be the John Zandigs. Let the Nick Gages be the Nick Gages.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It's like, let the B-Boys be the B-Boys, you know? Like, Zandig was basically saying, you know, Pinky Sanchez is here in CZW. You know, he's giving me the full support, you know, the rub, to let me do what I have to do. He wasn't necessarily telling me to be the next Zandig, but I think that helped out a lot with like you said, the charisma and the character, and it's just fun as hell. I'm very thankful that he gave me that opportunity to do the pose, man.
Whose idea was it to start using the Zandig pose on your part?
I think everybody just did the Zandig pose, and like they didn't do it outside of the ring or whatever. Like to be disrespectful or anything.
Right.
They didn't do it in the ring or nothing, you know, because that's Zandig shit, man. Muscle pose is Zandig shit. So, like I said, man, it was Zandig's idea, really, because when that promo went down, that was 100% live. And he threw the pose down with me. He told me to do it with him. I think this was before Tournament of Death. And he told me, hey, you set it up. Hey, kid, do the pose. Get wild. And then TOD was insane. I'm pretty sure, you know, you guys were talking about watching old footage. I'm pretty sure you guys seen the TOD that I was in. So that definitely gave me the edge. It gave me the edge.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the end
of
the game. Was supposed to be the edge. Hello?
Yeah.
That was my next question.
So pretty much to continue on what you were saying, Tournament of Death, man. Like, I know that wasn't your type of thing to begin with, but I mean, you went in and you did the light tubes and the barbed wire and dealt with the crazy shit that goes on there. Like, what was that whole experience like for you?
Melon's glass. Oh, they were just the sickest things I've ever seen, and it was the most fun I've ever had in a match ever, and I will never lie. That was the most fun I've ever had wrestling. The only thing, it was the least fun I've ever had afterwards. Like, my body was just so beat up, so hurt. And that's how bad it got.
With your ass stomped into the tubes and shit.
Yes, I'm almost killing Danny DeMonto. It really almost was about to be a Tournament of Death, to be honest.
Yeah.
But Zandig liked it. Everybody, guys like Nick Gage that went in there and just beat the living shit out of me with weapons that even the Romans wouldn't use on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself. And he just, after the match, he just came up to me and just, like, gave me the high five and a bro hug, and it was the weirdest shit on earth. Because before that, he never really talked to me. He never really said a fucking thing to me. Like I said, sometimes people, to answer another question, like, how is it when you first get there? You know, only certain people, they're like, okay, what the fuck is this kid about? And Nick Gage is just one of those dudes that was just like that. But Nicky's also one of the coolest people, man, that I know right now. I consider that man a friend. And if I consider a person an actual friend, that's something for, like, because I have a lot of people that I chill with, but I don't have a lot of, you know, can't really trust everybody in this crazy business, but I consider Nicky a friend. If Nicky was ever in need of any help, you know what I mean? I would always put my hand out for him because he basically kept it real with me. He went in there, he beat the shit out of me. Danny was hyping me up, you know? It was CZW, Tournament of Death. It was big, man. It was big for me, at least, you know? I mean, there was people there that it was also their first TOD, and they probably had the same feeling I had, but that's just how the locker room was back in the day. Like, everything was what they had.
Yeah.
That was the feeling, man. And then just going in there, it was really fun, man. But it hurt so bad. I almost died. I had a small little cut on my back that just kept bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. The doctor just stitched it up, and then it started bubbling because the bleeding didn't stop. They had to reopen it. I had to let it leak out some more. And my ass was going through shock. I was shivering cold. Should have went to the hospital, but I didn't. I toughed it out, and I went to Denny's. So.
That's crazy, man.
I'm hardcore, bro. I'm not trying to put myself over or nothing. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm hardcore.
Yeah, you did your thing, man. You did your thing.
We'll do it. We'll probably do it again. Wants to do it again. Shouldn't, though. Because I can't. This time, I probably would die. But I would, believe me, fans, I'm not trying to be a bitch. I'm not trying to be an asshole. It's kind of like the Ram, the movie The Wrestler. He knows he can't wrestle, but he just wants to so badly, you know? Like, I would love to do that for fans again, but there's no amount of money I could probably ask for or whatever. You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't want to cheapen it by saying no light tubes, no chairs, no nothing. Give me everything, you know?
Yeah.
I want to go
sick
crazy.
Sick dudes out there.
Yeah, because there are some sick dudes. It's not them. It's not them. I'm scared of it's myself. What will I do? What will go through my head? I'll probably wind up killing myself.
Yeah.
Those are tough dudes, man. All those dudes, bro. And I see those dudes, man, nowadays, and they're still roughed up. You know what I mean? And I don't see them as much as I used to because CZW stopped a lot with the. Bringing a lot of the different deathmatch guys, and there's just been a shortage of just that being showcased around my area, around the, you know, the East Coast and everything. It's not as much as it used to be, man. But those,
I think it definitely switched gears a little.
Yeah, man, I'm all off topic. Well, I haven't talked about hard. See, I'm a very passionate man about my deathmatches, because it was cool doing one. So it's just to wrap it up, you know.
Yeah, that's fun. You know, after that, you know, a little while after that, you know, towards the end of, you know, your 2-year run there, you got a great feud, sick shit with now retired Drew Blood. How did that go down?
Drew Blood. That was hands down, like, those matches was my favorite matches in the arena. Because me and Drew knew, I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of stuff. Just basically me and Drew knew we knew what we were doing was going to be, like, going to be remembered for a long time. We had a feeling that this is, like, this was me and his moment, you know what I mean? Like, me and him was like, damn, like, remember so-and-so years ago, bro? When you and me were wrestling in a fucking clusterfuck six-man, for like SSCW, bro, and like if you don't know what SSCW is, you suck. If you do know what SSCW is, you know, it was awesome. Take it for what it was. I don't know. But yeah, look up SSCW. Totally forgot what it stands for, but oh yeah, Stars and Stripes Championship. Right? Anyway. So I knew Drew Blood since I started, man. You know what I mean? So this is like I said, I don't use that word friend a lot. But that man was a good friend of mine. He told me a lot.
Yeah.
Me and him, I believe, yes, thank you for even mentioning those matches. Yeah. Me and him, we tore it up, man. We had a lot of fun. And he gave a lot of his body in those matches. He made me look like $1 million. He made me look like $1 million. Better than I probably looked in a long time in that arena. When it was cool, man.
There's a lot of sick spots in the matches, man. Those cross-arm pile drivers.
Me and him, and you know what the coolest thing was? Is like, after the matches, I'll be all right. I'll be cool. Maybe I have a bump here or a little something here. And I'll be like, yeah, I'm good. You know what I mean? And, like, he'll just be sitting there shaking, red in the face, like he just went through hell and back. That man really, like, he really, really, like, held those matches together. He really gave, like, the fans a lot of sick shit to see. But, you know, I think me and him had really good energy together. And me and him came up with some really cool shit that, like, me and him was innovative. There was never a night where we were like, I think we're just going to do this and this. True, I'm not really like it today. Like, nah. Me and him were always, like, walls to the wall. That was CZW for you, though, man. That was just go out there and just have the sickest fucking matches and have fun afterwards. But no half-assing, you know? Me and Drew Blood never really got to have our last match together, like our quote-unquote blow-off. But one day, me and him will have a nice little blow-off match, and hopefully he'll come out of retirement once, at least once. Hopefully he'll tell you something
a
lot. Me and him have a bunch of matches, because I'll wrestle him any day of the week, so he was really fun wrestling. And he always prepared me, except when he gave me the power, the flipping tombstone. That shit was just madness. There's really nothing much I could have done.
They're great matches.
You're the man, too. And if Drew's listening to this, and anybody, Drew Blood's the man. Bad respect for Drew Blood.
Yeah, definitely. Talk a little bit about, you know, everything you got going on, you know, from when you did start in Chikara and, you know, where...
Oh, from, you're talking about, from when Chikara, I started in Chikara till now?
Well, yeah, more or less, like, you know, you started, I think you started more or less as a part of, like, Team CZW type thing and, you know, one of those, trios or something like that.
Exactly. One of Quack's ideas was it's so weird how it's like everything I had for Quack, I never really knew. It's crazy. I'm about to go on a phone right now. I don't even know what the hell I was gonna say. Sorry, bro. So it's been a long day. But yes, since I started Chikara. Okay. I started Chikara at Young Lions Cup. I was brought in as a representative of CZW, or I don't know if they were doing the whole representative thing of what company I was from, but I'm pretty sure CZW was mentioned. The fans actually put a petition out to get me into Young Lions Cup because they just saw like my style, my character, and everything fit right with Chikara. In fact, when I started with CZW, a lot of people said that, hey, man, you probably, you know, you fit so much better into Chikara, because a lot of people were, after I did TOD, they saw how much, how fucked up I got and just all the bumps and the craziness, and, you know, really did take a toll. And so a lot of fans were like, man, you'd fit right in with Chikara. And I was like, oh, well, I'd love to work with him if I could. So I guess word got around. They did the whole petition thing, and like Quack hit me up. There was a joint show, a benefit show, and Quack was there, and he got to see me actually wrestle live. And I think that helped him make the decision to bring me into the Lion Cup. And he for that year, the year that I debuted for the Lion Cup and everything, he brought me in, I believe, like maybe once more or twice more, and. And that year, that following year, my second year of working with him, he brought me full time underneath the mask. And I'm not gonna bore anybody with that long ass UDK story, but basically, Petey Sanchez wanted to Chikara, and no one wanted to take him seriously. So I did what any upstanding Latino male would have done. I put on a luchador mask. And I just started kicking ass. And then,
you ended up,
after
one of the colony,
nice
right?
Nice little year. Yep. After a nice little year of whooping that ass, I took the mask off. We, basically said, LA. This isn't. I'm not an. I'm not no rookie. I'm not a new young boy. No new greenhorn here in Jakar. I'm Pinky. And you know, they didn't want to take me seriously then. They gotta take me seriously now. That's pretty much the story. Everywhere I wrestle, you know, my attitude changed a lot this year. And my style changed a lot this year because before, you know, me, Jakar, and revealing myself, you know, I don't ever remember going to a show and you know, just being like, you know, the bad guy and everything, and just killing up the whole audience and not even caring, you know. Boy, I was all happy and dancing and everything, and that's just something I haven't done in a
You know, in your travels, what is, you know, your hard artist crowd to work for?
The hardest crowd to work for?
Yeah.
You know, I don't find any crowd hard. I don't find any crowd really that hard to work. I'm gonna get to them one way or the other. That's the thing. Like, I think people pigeonhole themselves and make themselves like just be cookie cutter wrestlers sometimes, and they don't go out. And see, I know I started training at JP Academy, but there's other places that I could say I've trained also, you know. And
yeah.
I'm not gonna reveal my secret. I'm not gonna reveal my secret training secrets. You know what I'm saying? That's my own ninja status right there. But I'm definitely gonna say you have to be especially independent wrestling and wrestling in general, because you never know who you're gonna wrestle on any day. You know,
yeah.
I could have a great opportunity to wrestle, you know, someone from Canada. Maybe they don't even speak English. They speak that French dialect or whatever it is they speak up there, you know. Gotta know how to wrestle, man. I think they do like the Canadian backbreakers and what else do Canadians do? They like to grapple, right? Like heel hooks and shit and all that old school stuff. You gotta be on the toes.
You know, what's some of the hopes, or goals that you do have for the future and you're trying to get in?
One of my goals is to get my weight up. Get some meat on these spent bones of mine. And basically, for that, pretty much in the gun for, you know, the stars, man, whatever the road takes, man, whatever opportunity I get. I don't like to say that I want to go here and then it not happen and then feel bad about it. I'm happy.
Right.
I'm happy with the opportunities I'm given, you know what I mean? Like, I go down to Baltimore, Maryland, the best wrestling in Baltimore, Maryland. Some of the best wrestling in the country, RCW, a lot of very, very talented people, a very cool locker room, so laid-back locker room. And they use a lot of different talent in different places. And it's never a bad show, and the crowd is amazing, you know? And
yeah.
They're not a blood crowd, like a Philly crowd, but they just as loud and responsive as a Philly crowd, you know? Like, just those crowds, you just can't believe it. You're like, wow, are these people really going this nuts right now? So it takes you back sometimes, because I'm pretty sure I've been to a crowd that's just been like, eh. But nah, like, it's picking back stuff up down there. It's picking up back there in Baltimore, Maryland, for real championship wrestling, and I love working there. In New York City, in Impact Championship Wrestling, IPW, which has a really long history. People like Red and Loki and Homicide, the Mafia, Monster Mac, Billy Rock Scoundrels, Xavier. You know,
What's
that, ICW? ICW.
Yeah, Sabbath,
I think. Yes, ran by Jack Sabbath, yes. And it's cool because there's been no wrestling in New York for so long. And here I am. I had more ties to the New York-based wrestlers than the Jersey-based wrestlers. A lot of people I travel with, but I've never really got a chance to really wrestle with them. Well, be showcased as much as I wanted to with them around. You know, they always did what they did, you know, and then I unfortunately, while I was in Philadelphia, I couldn't really make that many commitments to wrestle in Jersey and New York area. Well, not the New York area because there's no wrestling at all in the New York area, but now it's like I see all these people that knew me because I started, and I'm getting to work with them. You know, it's amazing. And the crowds there, they love it too. They're having a blast. And it reminds me of when I first started going to indie shows, just how rad the crowd was. And
yeah,
that's the crowd I love working.
What were some of the like injuries that you suffered over, you know, your career? Have you had like a lot or?
I had a few. I've pretty much banged up both my knees, but they're fine now. I make sure I stay up my lazy ass and use them. So legs get better when you walk on them. For you wrestlers that are thinking about surgery, you might wanna not get surgery just yet. Just see how the legs feel. Just keep walking.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm still a rookie in the business talking about hurt knees. Wait till I'm a little older and I'll tell everybody about what they should do with their knees. But I mean, I'm all banged up, bruised up, bro. And you know, a lot of it is just muscle tension, just cramp and shit. Pulled muscles, and that's basically what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at any broken bones. I haven't had any broken bones. Thank God. I probably dislocated a toe here and there. Probably fucked up a finger, broke a finger, but just kept it going, tape it up, kept that one.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
overall, you're pretty fresh and fortunate through whatever you've been through.
Oh, yeah. Pretty fortunate, yes. And I'm going to knock on that wood right now.
Yeah.
But there's a humongous piece of wood next to me. I'm not kidding. I just knocked the shit out of it because let's hope I don't get hurt.
Eric, you got some questions?
Ask me some questions, Eric.
Yeah, I do. Let me think of a good question. So basically, it's actually very hard to ask because there's a lot of thought in this question. But that was a dumb thing I just said. You as a wrestler, you know, you've been doing this for a long time and stuff like that. Who are some of the guys that that you would love to work, like a dream match type list?
Yeah, who would I love to work? Man, I'm pretty much this year. I pretty much work everyone I've ever wanted to work. I mean, I worked Matt Classic. I'm not gonna reveal under the mask, but yeah, let's all be real. Like, you look at me and my style. You look at me and my style. You definitely know that I took a lot of influence, and I have a lot of respect for this man. So I got to wrestle him up in Ohio for Absolute Intense Wrestling, and it was for their World Trios tournament. It was night three, and it was amazing. I was very happy to go down there and work with him. It was definitely fun. He's actually a really chill, cool dude. So that was a double bonus because I hate assholes. Because I myself am probably the biggest asshole. So it's like you can't have two assholes. This doesn't make sense. I said that, yeah. But yeah, he's an awesome dude, man. Matt Classic is a pretty sweet dude. Who else have a, I mean, I work. Trying to think about that. People I haven't worked that long. I'd like to. Shit, I love Zombified, man. You know, that man, he's already with my generation of people. We all look up to him, man. We think he's the baddest man on earth. There's not one person out there that'll ever say the word homicide and bum in the same sentence or scrub or just. Untalented, like you're never gonna hear anybody say nothing bad about Homicide because he will knife you.
Nah.
Shank you. He will shank you. Nah, he won't shank you. man, he wants he's too busy making dough on the man to care about hate. So
yeah, yeah, homicide and shit.
Yeah, dude. I like to work.
Hell yeah.
Oh man, who else I like? Man, I love to work Drake Younger, bro. Have like a nice little crazy ass match with Drake, bro. Cause I just love POD. I just love to work Drake. Whatever he want to do, man. Get crazy, bro.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen Drake's new gimmick. He's a face or a heel on now. I mean, in CZW, the Golden Boy.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean.
Love it.
Yeah,
the Golden Boy. I love
he's
it.
He's doing
man.
Well with that.
He definitely is, dude. There was one time when I thought I was the Golden Boy, but you know what? He definitely took that. He's definitely the Golden Boy now. I give him that. He's been doing really good kind of stuff, man. He's just impressing people. He's just not only his death matches, brother, but like he's just been impressing people with just his wrestling, his work ethic. It's just you ain't beating that with a stick, bro. Because like Drake just goes harder than them. You ain't going as hard as Drake. Drake's pretty much willing to die for his spot, you know. Not a lot of cats are willing to die for that spot. I respect it.
Drake definitely earned his shit, that's for sure.
And, you know, I definitely earned that Christmas card from Drake this year. But I just said it. Drake's at home.
Yeah.
He's teaching the blonde hair going, I know I'm the man. Yeah. Watching the Colts
doing his thing.
Colts are still around. Colts are still good.
Nope.
What happened with the Colts this year? What's up with the Colts this year?
The Colts.
The Indiana Colts.
The Colts?
Indianapolis. Whatever. Yeah, the Colts.
I don't even know, man. I don't know. Where? That's
I don't know either,
right
bro.
There.
That's
another
football.
One of them teams, man.
Man, F football, bro.
That's who you're running with?
F
the Colts?
Football. I'm running with F football. The F NFL. I don't watch football, bro.
Oh, you don't watch football? So you just brought up the Colts for no fucking reason?
I watch the fuck out of some Super Bowl commercials. I'll be all about the Super Bowl commercials, bro.
That's some of the funniest shit I've ever heard. Hey, what's up with this team? But I don't watch football. Fucking, just tell me what's up.
Nah, man. I was gonna segue there.
Must be smoking something.
From I was gonna segue to the fact that Drake's from Indianapolis or Indiana, where the fuck the Colts are, and he's in his box seat listening to his radio show right now. He's not giving a fuck because he's the Golden Boy.
Yeah.
I think I should write promos, man. I think I should just write promos for people. Like, that'd be an amazing promo. Just someone chilling in a box seat, not giving a fuck. Because it's a man, right, the right. Anyway. Anyway,
one more dude
I want to wrestle so badly. One dude I want to wrestle really bad.
Okay.
I want to wrestle like fucking an old school WWE dude, like fucking
Peyton Manning.
Coco Beware.
Oh,
yeah, like Coco Beware, bro. Anyway, I wrestled the Demolition, and it was just so much fun wrestling them. I just love the style. I just had so much fun, you know.
So, hell yeah!
Give me the Demolition again, dude. How about this?
Demolition.
Yeah, dude. It was action smash, bro. Total professionals, but they put the beating on me. This is how it worked out, man.
Was that at Chikara?
Here comes the smash.
Was that at Chikara?
Here comes the smash. I mean, here comes the axe. Here comes the smasher.
Was that at Chikara when you wrestled them, or no?
No. I wrestled them at ICW in New York.
Okay, because I know they were in Chikara 2 years ago for King of Trios weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you know what? I was not around for that one. That was before I even came in.
Yeah, I was there for that.
That was probably the year I did Nine Cup, but I was not there. Yeah, man, it's chill, man. The cool ass dude. That's the funniest shit, dude. I'm both to them. You know, you go. You know, you like, you know, like you had an axe masher. I'm going to wrestle you tonight. You know, like, so yeah, you better get ready. And he was all like, you're going to take it easy on me, kid? And I was just like, yeah, I am. And then he kept it cool, man. Started doing some push-ups.
Hey, I want to give you this, you know, plug anything you want, you know, put out, you know, anything you want to, anybody you want to shout out, anything you want to plug, the mic is yours. Do you, man.
Oh, man. Can I get, like, cool music to this? Maybe? Nah?
Huh?
No music.
Can
we
I
don't.
Get, like,
this is,
music?
This is,
like,
he wants music. He wants to play. He wants us to play music.
Want us to play music? Damn.
Yeah, play music while I plug these shows. It'd be cool. It'd be like a hot. It'd be like a radio. Like a radio plug. You know, you gotta have the cool music in the background for the radio plug.
I don't got none of that, homie.
Man, it's all good. I'm messing with you guys, man. It's all good.
You think you could sing the? You know, maybe me and Jay could sing the. You know, the Action Smash theme. We could be like,
okay, well, you know, I'll sit back seat and you go ahead and sing that.
No, I said me and you. We got to both do that.
Oh, no. That's not going to happen. You're going to
come. Yeah. No, I'm not going to even try. I'm a terrible
singer.
It's
all good. It's all good. Don't worry about it, guys. I'll plug away. Like, I have a few places I'd like to plug. I'd like to plug, let's see, who is everyone that's cool with me gets a plug right now. Okay, I'm gonna have two plugs. There's gonna be the fuck you plug. I plug something. Like, okay, first I'd like to plug Four Locos, which is the greatest alcoholic beverage.
Oh hell yeah!
Off the shelves.
PA they don't. The PA only in New York they fucking got rid of them, but in PA they still got the.
Pinky Sanchez would love. Pinky Sanchez would love to live in a world where a man can drink a Four Loko and just wrestle his heart out, but it's not happening. That stuff is just pure poison. It's for people that just they're just like, you know what? It's Saturday night, and I'm gonna go get me crunk. That's pretty much what that's for, bro. Because you don't drink those, bro, and go What a day. Okay, time to unwind. Let me have Four Loko.
You wind up like Pinky, posing like the bed intruder and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. that dude was actually drinking Four Loko when he was doing that interview. Wow. You know what? I don't think I've won a day without someone mentioning the bed intruder to me. I think everybody that knows me knows that I just love the bed intruder song. And just that whole nostalgia of the bed intruder. But this is the impact it had on our culture. I just respect the shit.
I mentioned it because it's hilarious, and you actually did a picture putting that shit out.
someone made that picture for me, and I just thought it was the funniest shit, so I put it as my default.
Yeah.
Oh man, this interview has got it all, man. This is like deep. This is really funny.
Yeah, man. We just do us. You know what I mean? We just chill the fuck out. Just, you know, wild out a little.
Oh, thank
get
you.
Some shit out there. You know, to have a good time with it. So.
Wait, what happened?
Got anything else to plug? I said we
could
have a good time.
Got a shitload of stuff to plug. Oh yeah, the FU plug list. I can't really curse right now. You can't really be cursing in front of people's mommies right now.
Oh boo! No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
of course, I'm kidding. Of course.
Let's plug Chikara Pro.
Okay.
Let's plug IGN.com. IGN.com is where I get all my info on video games and comic books. It has nothing to do with
video games,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, this is
what you be fucking with on the video games and shit.
Oh, what I play on video games, man? I was just playing some Force Unleashed right now. It's amazing. Had a lot of fun playing it. I played a BioShock.
Yeah.
PS3 game.
Yeah, I fuck with PS3, man. Everybody on Xbox. I ain't got it.
Xbox.
What's the game, man? What's the game to play on PS3, bro? Like, the how's the Dead Redemption Online multiplayer? What's some good multiplayer out there?
Probably that. Well, I either play Madden or I play the Black Ops. You know, the Call of Duty Black Ops. I try to mess with that new SmackDown, too, because it's pretty hot. And it's got a lot of crazy ladder matches and shit they ain't have in the past. You know what I mean?
The creator,
SmackDown's pretty tight.
The creator wrestler's pretty good, too.
Speaking of video games, I'd like to plug GameStop.com and Netflix.com. All right. Let's get mention HybridWrestling.com?
Hybrid
Wrestling. Go to Google, everyone, and put in Hybrid Wrestling TV and watch the freaking sweetest wrestling show out there. So good. They do not like cheapen fans with wrestling action. It's only half an hour long, but you know it's only half an hour long, but they cover all bases coming into the show this Friday. So there's 8 episodes out right now. All you fans need to watch that episode. It's definitely on the Midwest area. Take the 4-hour trip or whatever. So if you live next door to me, you know, don't even worry about it. Take the 10-hour trip up there. In fact, take it with me. Take a trip. Let's get in a big yellow, you know, bus. Let's paint it pink. Let's jump in. Let's go to Ohio. Let's enjoy it.
Paint it pink. I love it, then. Eric, you got to work on it.
Bus is free. Everyone, gas, grass, or ass. That's how we're gonna fuel the love bus. That's a nice name for it, right? The love bus. Anyway, watch that HybridWrestlingTV.com, buddy. Oh yeah, they would crucify me. If they didn't, like my boys from Canada, ISW, Interspecies Wrestling, Out of Control Wrestling, insane, the most fun. If you like Pee Wee Herman, and you like Beavis and Butthead, and you were just one of those 80s babies, or a 90s baby, or if you are a baby in general, you gotta get down with ISW. There are people screaming outside my window. Did you hear that?
Oh, wow,
I mean,
fuck.
No, I'm sorry. I just got lost, dude. There's people screaming out my window. I just got lost.
They're screaming for you.
This is real this is a personal conversation. This is a good conversation we're having.
I know if you want to plug something else right quick, or, you know what I mean?
I'll plug good wrestling in Philadelphia, man. Dragon Gate USA, PGW Wrestling, Evolve. Just
support
all you fans
indie wrestling,
Evolve.
For sure.
Yes, all you fans need to stop messing with the preppy fans, man. Save up the dough. You want to go somewhere good every month and to go watch some good wrestling? You go to those places, man. You know, the arena has the best wrestling out there. So I think all fans around the world, all the fans around the country, all the fans in the USA, even Mexico, just get your asses down to Philadelphia to the arena. Check out what they're giving. Check out what they're offering. Go watch them. Wrestling. Stop with the torrents and downloading the illegal matches. But
cut it out.
Yeah, cut that out.
And,
buddy.
Check out Pinky everywhere you be. This guy will give you his fucking. I say check out Pinky everywhere, you know, that he be. He's going to give you your money's worth. You see him on the card, you're going to know that guy's going to bust his ass for you. You know, definitely check him out. I don't know if you got any last minute questions, Eric. We wrap this up.
I'm good, J-Cat.
You're good?
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, it's all good, guys.
Cool.
If you guys got another question, it's all good. You guys have, like, a special way to say goodbye to the great guest?
Well,
I win some.
I don't know. You want to cut a quick promo for us and shit?
Quick promo? Yakuza Kick Radio?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Yakuza Kicks, I would be an ass. I would actually be, my boy would have called me a mark if I wouldn't have, if I would have mentioned. Let's all give one love to Trent, Acid.
Absolutely.
We all miss you, bro. I miss you. Rest in peace. And I think with that, I'll say goodbye.
Yeah, man. Yo, thanks for coming on, Pinky. And
thank you, guys.
You know,
it was,
it's been a pleasure.
It was real fun, man. I can't. It's only been an hour, but it felt like it was really cool, man. I hope you guys can use this. I hope this is useful stuff. I hope this doesn't like ruin your guys' career.
Not at all. I don't have a career, so it's all good. You know.
Hey man, what you see is what you get,
man. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, homie. So
yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
And we'll check you out, man.
And it's K-Cat and Eric.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are awesome. Hit me up anytime, guys. I would love to do it again sometime.
All right, no problem, man.
All right, take care.
All right, take care.
Peace, man.
Peace.
Yeah, Derek?
I'm back. I'm right here.
Well, we're back, yes. We sure are back. In the spirit of Pinky's mindless rants, I would like to also shout out two fat bitches, a bag of weed, and two bags of chips to get to the fat bitches. You know, give shout out to that. You know? You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Just like, you know, Pinky's plugs. I got to keep it interesting. It's, you know.
Yep.
You can shout out all sorts of things. It's an open forum. When I tell you, hey, man, give a shout, give a plug, give whatever you want, you can do what you want to do, man. It's the world is yours. And you can shout out the video game you was playing. You can shout out, you know, some chick. You can, you know, it's funny, you know.
Yep.
So yeah, definitely. You got any random shit to shout out? Did you eat any good sandwiches today?
What am I, a fucking eating machine?
Oh no, I'm just saying you eat a good sandwich, you play a good game, you fuck a bad bitch. I mean, you know, you can shout out anything.
That's
what it comes
today.
Down to.
I work today.
Huh?
That's what I work today. That's
okay. Shout out to that paycheck. I know.
Yeah, that paycheck tomorrow. That paycheck is coming tomorrow, motherfucker. You know what?
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. I get paid tomorrow, too. So shout out to everybody's paycheck when the fuck they get their paychecks. And, you know, it's just funny. Yo. Pinky was a great guest.
I mean, you know, Christmas shopping coming soon. We got Christmas coming up in 3 weeks.
Yeah, big fuck you shout out to Christmas because, you know, y'all get on there and rape our pockets. Just to make everybody smile, and then everybody exhales, and then they continue with their life come January. And you reflect on the nice things you've gotten and the nice things you've
and
given.
And then my birthday's coming up, you know? A big happy birthday coming up in January for me. By the way, I'm sitting here during this interview, right? And I'm watching fucking TNA. And I'm going to say right now, and I'm going to get heat for it. A lot, and this is how I really feel. I watched this fucking TNA pay-per-view for a fucking TNA show for the first time in 5 months, and I fucking say right now, what a waste of fucking money. If you're going to put money into a fucking product, then what a fucking waste.
I don't understand how it stays afloat.
I'm going to get heat for this because I'm going to get a lot of heat because there's a lot of people listening to the show. I know that a TNA fan. 60 Carter, get your fucking goddamn hand out of your goddamn pussy. Stop singing yourself, right? And fucking start to bring in motherfuckers who fucking, you know, who actually know what the fuck is going on.
But I don't.
Irrelevant. Half these guys have been irrelevant fucking 2002. No, we're not going to fucking, you know, censor me. I'm tired of this.
No, it's not about censoring. I'm just saying, I don't think Ditzy Carter is listening to our shit.
Cookie and Rob Epcos are the fucking worst, and they're boring as fucking shit. they fucking made a big deal about the fucking Jersey Shore gimmick. I don't fucking see it. I've seen the show.
Okay. Seaside Heights is 10-15 minutes from my house, and I think it's a bunch of shit. I hate the show. I hate these fucking douchebags. They're not from Jersey. They're from fucking New York. Maybe one of them's from Staten Island or right on the border. They're from, you know, Hackensack, or they're from they might not even be from Hackensack. Believe me. Hey, man, I got no Jersey heads, man. I ain't dissing none of that. You know what I mean? Jersey's my shit. So this is, you know what I mean? This is where I am. But Jersey Shore, man, them motherfuckers, they ain't even close up to par for Jersey quality. You know what I mean? And then they ran like 10 minutes from my house, which, yeah, believe me, I don't rep this place and shit, right? This ain't like, oh, yo, this is my stomping grounds. This is what we about. I'm not that type of dude. You know what I mean? Like, this place out here is corny as shit, you know? But they ran like a bunch of stupid-ass, juiced-up New Yorkers and slut bags, just like ran these Italians into this motherfucker. And they created crazy hype. And again, whatever, man. Y'all what you want to be, man. But it's funny because I wasn't to Seaside in like fucking year and a half, 2 years. I went there like a couple months back. And I walked down the boardwalk and you just see signs. The Snooki sandwich right here. The this, the that. And I'm like, this shit is weird, man. This motherfucker just walked around taking pictures of this shit. Maybe the situation was in front of this building.
They wanted to take a picture of you. They fucking say, hey, international.
Nah, I ain't get none of that. So.
They might have been.
I ain't
get
none of that.
That.
But to what I'm saying is, like, as popular as it is, I do not blame TNA for 1 minute for making a Jersey Shore gimmick at all. And if it takes that to bring Becky Bayless into the fucking fray as, you know, a valet, then by all means, because Becky Bayless is a very, very attractive girl, and she's been in the wrestling business for fucking since she was a minor fucking Raven. And, you know what I mean? Like,
shout out to Frank, to Mass Maniac, yeah.
Well, I'm
what
not blaming anybody but Becky and Raven.
What the fuck, Philadelphia? I fucking turned the game on 20-10. I fucking turned the game off.
20-10 who?
Fucking Philly. I turned the game off. I turned the game back on. It's 24-20 fucking Houston in the third quarter.
Houston's up 24-20?
Yeah. Bullshit,
ain't that,
man,
a sad, sad Philly fan?
Fuck
that doesn't bring me in. I'll lose that game to see a sad Philly fan. That's great.
Atlanta and the Jets. Atlanta and the Jets, baby. Atlanta and the Jets.
Yep. We'll see. We'll see. It won't, you know.
Is Michael Vick fucking limping? Did he get hurt?
Oh, I hope to God. I hope to God his leg is broken, electrocuted, and his face is drowned. Because this guy, you know what I mean, he did those type of things to dogs and, you know, defenseless animals. So I hope that, like, it rains really hard, right? And there's a puddle. There's a puddle, right? There's a puddle, and he gets sacked. And he blows out his ACL when he gets sacked. At the same time, his helmet plunges into a deep puddle while a lightning bolt hits that puddle. So he gets electrocuted, ACL blown out, and fucking drowns at the same time. Because he's done all that type of shit to
right
dogs.
You got to say this right now. We got to fucking also put everybody else out there like that. You know what I'm saying? So if you do that kind of shit, you deserve that shit too.
Of course. You know, hey, man, yo, honestly, yo, you can't just be like, the dude's a good football player, so that changes everything. You know, fucking OJ won the fucking Heisman. OJ was one of the best fucking Bills that ever played the
and
fucking
OJ
game.
OJ
fucking also damn near cut a bitch head off. You know what I mean? So, let's be real, you know what I mean?
We're not going to ignore the fact. OJ's reason why he didn't fucking thing is that the glove didn't fit. we have to acquit, and that was
my only defense,
because
I'm the worst fucking I'm the worst lawyer ever. My defense is, well, the dude was driving the car that he bought the chick around town. I would cut the bitch head off too. So in court, I probably wouldn't help the guy that I was defending. So
they'd be like, "Why the fuck are we spending this fucking time?"
Like, did you just say you would
fucking
cut the bitch head off? So nah, that's not a good look. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, dude is talented as shit. Of course he is. I'm not doubting that for one buck.
And OJ,
but he's a,
OJ was talented as well, and you can't deny that.
He's what?
I said OJ was talented as well. I'm not talking about football career. I'm talking about talented in the fact that he got away with fucking murder.
Well, yeah, so did Mike Vick. You know what I mean? And he killed a lot more than OJ did. You know, OJ just happened to kill people. You know, and no, none of them dogs drove the whip that he bought around town and shit and flaunted. So it's not like them dogs.
Our video should do a shooting review with those two fuckers and tell them, hey, shoot an interview with the death fucking mate.
You can holler at RF with that. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't proposition
minors, and I don't conduct interviews with fucking killers.
Whoa.
So, you know.
Nice!
That's
nice! Down to the fucking 10-yard line. Eat that, fucking Houston. That's right, bitches.
Eat that.
Fucking Vic with a fucking
the city of Houston. Eric, you hear that? Eric hates the city of Houston, and he would like you to eat that because they just got a first down.
Eat shit, baby.
The city of Houston is hated by Eric Williams.
Fuck the Houston Texans.
The views of Eric Williams is not supported by.
You fucking.
I don't have a problem with the city of Houston.
Don't worry. When I see in Philly, I'm fucking in a week. Oh, we'll have it. We'll have words about that shit. We'll probably fucking argue about. Oh,
my girl's got video capabilities. You know,
down the goal line with LeSean McCoy taking us fucking down the goal line, baby. Fuck the Texans. Who?
Well, yeah. So honestly, we are on the air, and you're just freaking out like a retarded Eagle fan. And we should probably bring this to a close. I thought we had a pretty good interview with Pinky.
I think we should hit the 2-hour mark. I think that would be cool with us.
We should what?
I think we should.
How long we got left?
We got a good, 13 minutes remaining?
13 minutes. Well, fuck the Eagles. They could all eat a bag of shit. The fucking 11th is going to be the best day in fucking Philadelphia history. And fucking Jersey All-Pro running the afternoon show. And fucking night show, The Cage of Death. You got the anniversary show for Jersey All-Pro. So you're going to see a big blow-off of a lot of shit. Big, you know, anniversary. Of course you got to celebrate your anniversary, unless you're me, because I don't really remember when that is. But, you know, you got to, if you're Jersey All-Pro, you got to blow your anniversary off big. You got to do that shit heavy. And then CZW, nothing more needs to be said, because as far as Cage of Death goes, man, this Cage of Death. Motherfuckers that don't even show up the rest of the year show up for Cage of Death. And then there's other fucking douchebags that talk shit on the fucking internet, and they don't show up for Cage of Death, Best of the Best, Tournament of Death, nothing, but they talk like they're fucking owed something. They ain't owed fucking shit. You like the company, you show the fuck up for Cage of Death. You show up when they got a fucking head to toe.
You show up for all the shows. You show up, if you're a fucking CZW fan, you show up for all the shows. Isn't that right, J-Cat? Or try to watch the shows.
Yeah, well, you show up when you can. You show up when you're available to, you know. Believe me, I got to go through a lot of shit, you know. I got kids. I got to go through, you know, finding babysitters. I got to go through a lot of shit to go to these shows. So it's not just like a given that, just go to the show. I understand that there's a lot of things up and down, but when you have no plans to go to the fucking show, no matter what they book, even when you self-admit that, oh, by the way, I'm not going to the show, but you should do this and this and this and this, and then maybe I'll go to the show, get the fuck out of here, you know what I mean? Shut your stupid fucking Mark mouth, you know what I mean? Like, you have no business talking about the company that you won't show up to. that's, to me, not worth shit to me. You know, it's just not.
By the way, a quick shout out to, you know, big help for the show, Nina, helping us out, promoting the show. Our shout out around this time of the show. So, you know, thank you. I want to thank, what?
Who's promoting the show?
Nina helping out
Who?
The show.
Who?
You're going to get heat for that one. You're going to get heat for that one.
Who?
Nina.
I ain't catch. Nina. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You know, that's cool.
Hold on. Can anybody hear me right now?
I can hear you. Whatever, man. But like I said, man, if you don't show up to the shows, you ain't got shit to fucking, you ain't got no fucking leverage to ask or say shit about it. You couldn't fucking attend a show 5 years ago and then say, well, if you just do all of these things that I'm saying, like, you got, like, fucking hostage demands. Like, you motherfuckers might as well be on the edge of a building with a gun to somebody's head with the demands that you got over somebody else's product. Would you fucking stand at the fucking porch of fucking Pepsi and be like, if you put these things into your soda, I'll start drinking it again? And tell me they wouldn't have your stupid ass arrested. You know what I mean? That shit has nothing to do with being a fan. Nothing. You could have suggestions. You could have hopes of how the company can go. But some of you motherfuckers, while you're on the edge of that cliff with the gun, shoot yourself in the fucking face and just fall off the goddamn cliff, because I'm tired of hearing your fucking mouth, because you're not fans. Fans actually attend and support a product. They don't just show up on a fucking message board and talk their fucking brain about how fucking cool they are and how they live in their fucking mother's house and
fuck those motherfuckers. Fuck those
they
motherfuckers.
Haven't seen a fucking wrestling show in 5 years that they didn't download.
They're not even worth mentioning.
Yeah. No, I'm not mentioning names, I'm not mentioning sites, I'm not mentioning it because they aren't worth getting the credence to, but I'm just saying, like, if anyone gets wind of this and hears this, you know who the fuck you are, and, man, it's a sad story, it's a sad story, it's, you know, it's Brian's song, man, people, you know what I mean, people watching Brian's song with your life, man, it's a terrible thing, you know, it's sad, everybody shed a tear, it's terrible. It's like the beginning of Nemo when all them babies was lost and there was nothing left but the one egg, you know, and mom's was gone. That's your life, son.
Hey, you know, are you gonna have any run with that or no?
Run with what?
No rum. Any rum? You gonna drink any rum this holiday season?
Nah, rum is. Rum is garbage. I don't fuck with that shit because it's garbage. It's made for the homeless or people that live with their mothers and have no chance at the future. And again, man, I ain't giving nobody credence. I'm dead ass, man. I'm not hitting around it. I'm not beating around the bush. You know, certain people that I could eliminate, and I'm not even doing it, man. So anyway, again, check out CZW. Check out Jersey All Pro. December 10th, Rawway, Jersey All Pro. December 11th, Jersey All Pro, CZW, quote, Asylum, unquote, Arena.
Fuck the Asylum bullshit, man.
And nighttime, you talking about the Cage of Death. You talking about Cage of Death 12, suspended. You guys use your imagination for that, because DJ's got some shit planned, these motherfuckers got some shit planned, and you go look at that card and tell me that shit ain't lined up. All you motherfucking CZW fans or whoever the fuck you want to be, go look at that fucking card and tell me why you need more. You need the old shit. You need I guess on the undercard, you need Jeff Rocker. You need,
Whoa, fuck
you
Rocker.
Need Barcam. You need, you know, the Towel Boy, you need, I'm sure a lot of things, Lord Everett DeVore needs to be on that card. God damn, I'm not showing up because the Jeff Rocker's not on that card. Where's the Rockin' Rebel?
Ooh, I love the Rockin' Rebel.
Where's that guy? And where is, you know, Barkham? And I needed Rick Feinberg to, you know, do a double shot and work that. And then I needed, like, seriously, man, shut your fucking face. Half the people that you want are retired, stupid.
The other
fucking half aren't shit. So check out CZW, the best they've ever fucking been. Fucking December 11th. Show the fuck up and understand, man. You're seeing a higher fucking level. You're seeing a higher level, man. Stop fronting. Stop fucking fooling yourself. You know what I mean? Stop trying to make yourself the superstar online and denying a company the fact that they're the fucking best they've ever been and they're continue to be that. So, seriously, man. That's all I got to say. Next week, we're going to promote this shit even more.
Juan Rivera in the chat room, he said that he said Cage of Death all day. And then he put, they need Sick Nick. And then he put,
well, they don't need Sick Nick. I mean, Sick Nick had a 3-year flash in the pan, and that's good, and I respect what he did, believe me. You know, he was a beast for 3 years. But that was fucking, that was, what, 5 years ago? Come on, man. You know who we need? We need Cult Fiction. We need the Suicide Kings. We need Sammy Callahan. We need Ego. We need motherfucking Homicide. We need Moxley. And guess what? We got it. December 11th. Show up. This motherfucking shit is going to be off the hook. For real, man. And that's not the that's not the end of the card, believe me. We're going to blow this card up even more on Thursday. Yo, check it out, man. Ain't no Sick Nick needed. Ain't no wife beater needed. Ain't no, we need to bring everybody retired back, otherwise the company is buried. No, fuck that. Watch this shit. This shit is off the hook, man, for real. So, Eric, I think we're good. I think I've talked enough shit for tonight.
Did you get what I was talking about that rum comment, though? You know what I'm talking about? Rum.
I got what you're saying, but I don't care about that faggot, and I'm not going to talk about him. All right?
Yeah, I know. He's not worth it. He's not worth it, J-Cat. By the way, Eagles scored a touchdown. It's now 27-24, and the Texans are punting with 10 minutes and 17 seconds left in the game.
The what?
The Texans are losing. Eagles got the ball.
Are losing. Right. How much are they favored by, though? That's the problem I got. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas going to win.
Eight and a half.
See what I mean? Like, y'all going to win, and y'all ain't going to cover the fucking spread. That's why I hate you bitches the most, because, you know what I mean? That shit doesn't benefit me or anybody else. You know, just like an Eagle fan, like, yeah, I won, and I still lost in the pool, but no, I still won. Like, it's fucking shit, man. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But like I said, man, pretty much good for today. I think I'm talking enough shit. You know, I mean, you keep just sparking me up. I mean, you want to spark me up again for another, I don't know how many minutes you got left, but otherwise, yeah, I'm pretty much good. And
you're pretty much good. 1 minute left in the show. I want to thank everybody who's been a part of this show, from Nina, you, and, you know, Blog Talk Radio, and everybody that was listening.
Radio, Yakuza Kick on the motherfucking Facebook. Hit me up, jcatmars@yahoo.com. Hit me with fucking questions so I can hit y'all with fucking answers and, you know, completely acknowledge your question online, on air, next week. You know, I really want to get that ball rolling. So, don't hit me with that. And, yeah, man. That's all we got.
Yep.
All right. For Eric Williams, I am J-Cat Mars. We'll check you motherfuckers out next week. 9 o'clock, Thursday. Holler.